That was Charles Richard Amelin at the piano performing the Sublime Nocturne in C sharp minor, the music of Chopin. And sometimes on our show, we feature duos, that is, four hands, and that can be really chamber music at its most intimate, sometimes pure fireworks. I'm thinking of Martha Argerich, Radu Lupu, sometimes joining Daniel Barenboim also. Childhood friends coming together, reunited decades later. Well, here, just in our own backyard, we have two of Canada's greatest pianists performing exquisite repertoire for one night at Center in the Square in Kitchener. That's Friday, March 20th. And they'll be performing the music of Mozart, Chopin, and Gershwin. And you may be guessing who the first pianist is already based on that Chopin. Charles Richard Amelin is joining Marc-André Amelin for a duo night. And they are performing Mozart, Chopin, Chaminade, Metzner, Gershwin, and I am very lucky to pull Charles out of his busy schedule to join us here on the Jukebox to talk about this incredible night. Welcome, Charles Richard Amelin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you. How have you been? It's been many years since we've spoken pre-pandemic.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been good. Pretty mellow start of the year. I've just had just four concerts so far, but most of them were in Japan in January, and that was a very nice trip. But now I'm gearing up for some more and in this beautiful tour with Marc-André, and we're very happy to kick it off at in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Right, right. Friday, March 20th, 8 p.m., Center in the Square in Kitchener. You can check out the website, centerinthesquare.com. for the full details. Charles, since I have you, how has, you know, life been for you after scoring the very prestigious silver medal and the Christian Zimmermann Prize at the International Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw that has opened so many doors for you? You mentioned Japan. They love Chopin. They love great piano artistry. And how are you globetrotting now and, you know, representing Canada everywhere you go? How does it feel?
It's great. I've been so lucky with this prize, really. It's opened, like you said, my whole career, really, I owe to this this event. And it's been more than 10 years now. And there's been two other competitions since then and a dozen of winners. And yet, you know, it's allowed me to still maintain a busy schedule. A bit less intense than at first, of course, when the iron is very hot and I was playing, you know, 80, 90 concerts a year in the following years. But now it's more like half of that.
And that's the second prize, Montreal, and also Seoul in South Korea. So congratulations. That's a trio of prizes. Terrific.
The Chopin one is really the one that opens all the doors. Although, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what a challenge taking place every 5 years. So and the only competition that focuses on one composer, where you only play one composer from start to finish.
That's right. I wouldn't do that with Saint-Saëns, but for Chopin,
yeah,
for sure.
Right. Terrific. Well, this is so interesting. When did this idea first happen, playing two piano repertoire with the other, Amelin? And you have no familial relations between the two. This is pure friendship, essentially. But when did the idea first start to do, you know, two piano repertoire?
Mostly came from me. We met back in 2017 just for chat. It was very nice. But I was still up and coming, and it was, you know, a bit early for us to. I needed to prove myself maybe a little more until I got to play with them. And I think around 2022, I pitched the idea at the Lanaudière Festival in Quebec, which is one of our great festivals in the summer, to play with Marc-André along with Les Violons du Roi, which is a great chamber orchestra from Quebec City, and where we both recorded with them and played a lot with them. And it was very natural to meet in that context around Mozart with the sonata and the concerto, two pianos. And that happened, and it went very, very well. And then,
yeah.
And then after that, we have also the same manager in Japan, and he pitched this two piano concert over there. And then some people in Canada saw that and then figured, why don't we have them here? And then we built a tour around it. And we have, I think, 8 concerts around Canada, mostly in Eastern Canada. And yeah, and we have to always mention that we're not related. Otherwise, I might sound like a Nepo baby or something, but no, we're not related in any way. I'm just a huge fan of his. And of course, I grew up with his recordings. And being from Quebec, it's a great honor to share the stage with such a giant like him.
So do you speak French among each other, or do you just, you know, speak musically, essentially? Less talk, more music.
French and music.
French and music.
We're, of course, French-Canadians, and it would not make sense, although Marc-André has been living in the States for many years, and he's lot more fluent than I am, but no, it's we have a lot of references that we share in terms of, you know, humor and movies and stuff like that, and he's,
great.
He's also like such a... Yeah, so we have a lot to laugh about also. Even though we're different generations, we have a lot in common and what we like. And so it's been a great thing to not only connect musically, although we're very different pianists, as you probably can imagine, but we find common ground.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You both come from different barrels, so to speak. Marc-André Amelin did not take the kind of traditional way of winning competitions. He focused on those rarities that nobody touched, you know, from the piano world, 19th, 20th, 21st century works, and has that brilliant technique, consummate musicianship, and you're coming from that tonally seductive angle. I'm using the quote from your BBC Music magazine. So how do the two of you, you know, collaborate? How do you find that nice balance, breathing together and listening, you know, for each other's nuances?
Yes, well, really what united us first is kind of a gimmick, is the fact that we have the same last name.
Yeah.
And we have both, especially in Quebec, we're quite well known in Canada. And so it was a fun thing, easier to sell tickets, you know, in a way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Was part of it. But then we really connected over the music.
Yeah. Looking at the other works on the program, some Mozart, that's always delightful. A little espresso shot, as I call it. They're the two pianos, D major. And then you have Chopin, Rondo in C major. Also not often performed.
Yeah, great piece. Really early piece, but extremely inspired. And very difficult, and especially the first part. I don't know if you've played it yourself.
I have not. No. I've heard it maybe once in my entire life, live on stage.
It's a wonderful piece, really, really, really fun. And I remember asking him to do it, and he said, "Oh, I played it 30 years ago," and I asked him, which part do you want to learn? So I think from what I remember, both of them are pretty similar. So just choose. And the first part is like a concerto part, really. And the second is more manageable. So I gave him the really hard part because he can do it.
Now, one of the great composers of the Belle Époque, adored across Europe and North America, Cécile Chaminade. What a delight to see that in the program. Tell us about this work, The Dance of the Cymbals.
Yeah, it's a very short work, really fun. You know, Marc-André, as you know, is an expert about, you know, discovering works that haven't been played much, and composers and so on. So that's part of why we included it. Also, it's always good to have a female composer in the program.
Absolutely.
And it's a really fun way to open the second half.
And speaking of fun, you're ending with Fantaisie on Porgy and Bess, the Percy Grainger arrangement. That'll really get everybody standing for sure.
Actually, I discovered this piece through a recording of Marc-André's that was live, I think, with, I can't remember the other pianist now, on YouTube like this. And I figured, well, I would love to do it with him. And then we get to do that now, which is great.
Well, Marc-André Amelin, Charles Richard Amelin, I've been speaking with Charles. They are performing a duo piano recital Friday, March 20th, 8 p.m. at Center in the Square in Kitchener. That's kicking off a tour all throughout Canada and beyond. Tickets and full details are at centerinthesquare.com. You can also call their box office now. Get your tickets toll-free, 800-265-8977. That number, once again, 1-800-265-8977. Charles, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to hearing more about this remarkable collaboration.
Thank you, Daniel.
Till next time. Okay, now let's cue up the other Amelin, Marc-André Amelin. Here's a fun little work arranged by Rachmaninoff, the Polka, originally the work of Franz Baer.